BBC News with Neil Nunes. Senior figures in the U.S. government have demanded a ceasefire and peace talks in Yemen within 30 days. The Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. wanted to see all sides around the negotiating table. The Trump administration has been under growing pressure over its relationship with Saudi Arabia, which is leading the bombing campaign against Houthi rebels in Yemen. President Trump has offered condolences at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, where 11 worshippers were killed by a gunman on Saturday. Mr. Trump visited the city, despite protests accusing him of fueling white nationalism with his rhetoric. A spokesman for Brazil's president-elect Jair Bolsonaro says he will merge the ministries of the environment and agriculture. Critics say the move will substantially reduce environmental protection. Human remains have been found at the Vatican's embassy to Italy. A Vatican statement said workers discovered fragments of bone while renovating an annex. It said police in Rome were trying to determine the age and gender of the body and the date of death. The office of the U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says it has asked the FBI to look into allegations that women were offered money to make false claims about him. Mr. Mueller is leading the investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. Research into terrorist attacks by far-right groups has found that they have increased significantly in recent years. The study by a British think tank says such terror attacks quadrupled in the United States, Europe and Australia between 2016 and 2017. NASA is retiring its Kepler space telescope because it's run out of fuel after nearly a decade spent hunting planets beyond our solar system. Kepler is credited with revolutionizing understanding of the universe. BBC News.